45 degrees, colder and sunny Wednesday with a high of 45, partly cloudy Wednesday night, the low 32 degrees, partly sunny Thursday, the high 48. Thursday night and Friday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, the low around 38 degrees, the high around 45. Right now in Decatur, we've got 68 degrees, Bloomington 66, and on Friends Plaza in Urbana, it's 68 degrees.
Today's broadcast is made possible in part by the Friends of WILL and by Strawberry Fields Natural Food Store. Strawberry Fields offers natural vitamins, health and beauty products, household cleaning products, and pet foods. Strawberry Fields on Springfield Avenue in Urbana.
It's 1240. Augustana College in Rock Island will now allow same-sex weddings and blessings of unions on campus. President Stephen Balls emailed faculty, staff, and students of his decision to allow same-gender ceremonies after a recommendation from the campus chaplain, Richard Prigge. School is affiliated with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, which leaves decisions to hold same-sex ceremonies up to individual congregations, and in this case, a college president. Illinois Public Radio's Jenna Dooley spoke with Chaplain Prigge about the decision.
Well, this was an action that our church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, took at their church-wide assembly in 2009, allowing congregations and pastors to find ways to publicly affirm and support same-gender partnerships. And so that had not really been an issue here at Augustana until we had two gay couples who requested to be married in the chapel, and that precipitated our desire to make a statement and take an action affirming having those partnerships blessed here in our Ascension Chapel.
And this announcement's still pretty fresh, but have you already had people calling? Is there, you know, a waiting list to use the chapel for same-sex unions?
We have a policy here at the college that those who can be married at the chapel are current students, alumni of the college, faculty and staff, and the children of faculty and staff. So there's not a wide open invitation. Not that we wouldn't like to extend that invitation, but we just have so many alumni and faculty and staff and others who want to be married here that it wouldn't be fair to them to open the invitation completely to everyone. So no, we've not had other requests to use the chapel in this way, but I expect that we will.
When you approached the president, was this a hard sell?
No, it wasn't a tough sell at all. Our president, as he indicated in his email, has really been determined to back up our longstanding position that we just don't discriminate because of sexual orientation. There have been several actions taken by the college during his presidency, including extending health insurance benefits to same-gender couples, and in our five faith commitments, which is a major statement of the Board of Trustees, it celebrates God's regard for the worth of all persons and explicitly indicates a welcome to persons of all sexual orientations to participation and leadership in the college and in our campus ministries.
For people who are against this, alumni who may say, you know, I no longer want to give to the college, I don't believe that this is the right move, what response would you have?
Actually, we've had, even in the last day, a terrific amount of response from alumni, a lot of it on Facebook, which, as you might imagine, would tend to pick up the feedback of younger alums, and the reaction has been overwhelmingly favorable. So this is an issue that I think it really, as more and more of us know gay people who are members of our family or close friends of ours, this issue becomes not just an abstract one, it becomes a real human issue. And so I think that our society is really changing, and I believe the opinion polls back that up, to a much more open and favorable reception to gay couples having the same ability to be recognized for their unions that heterosexual couples do.
That was Jenna Dooley speaking with Augustana College Chaplain Richard Prigge. Illinois law has allowed civil unions since 2011. The state currently does not allow same-sex marriage. However, couples in Illinois can hold ceremonies including rites of marriage or blessings of unions by a pastor. Christmas tree growers in the state have been affected by the drought. But so far, farmers say there's no shortage of trees. Still thousands of younger trees and saplings were killed by the drought. Rachel Otwell recently spoke with David Daniken with the Illinois Christmas Tree Association about how business is faring.
In Illinois, the further north you go, the lesser the effects on trees. Up around Chicago area, while it's dry there, they've got nowhere near the drought that we've had down here in southern Illinois where I'm at. I'm 40 miles east of St. Louis, and we're extremely dry here, and even farther south, they've got severe drought conditions. Having said that, most of the damage done to Christmas trees is on smaller trees, typically 3 years old and younger. Christmas trees sprout new growth in late May through early July is their growth period. And at that time, there was actually fairly good moisture, and the growing conditions were pretty good. So the growth happened, but the 2 or 3 months without rain and 105-degree heat for several weeks is what caused most of the problems. And again, that was mostly in trees younger than 3 years old.
Is it the case that some of the effects of the drought won't be noticed on tree farms until later on?
I'd say that's somewhat accurate. I said that most of the trees that were harmed were 3 years and younger. In my case, I had a certain type of tree that didn't fare well at all, and I lost some big trees as well. However, I don't plant just that one kind. I plant 10 different kinds of trees, so overall, I'm in pretty good shape. There is no shortage of trees, if that's what you're thinking. There's still plenty of trees out there to be had. And as far as affecting future harvest, typically tree farmers harvest through 3 or 4, possibly even 5 years of trees. In other words, once a tree is about 5 years old, some of its brethren are ready to harvest, some of the quick growers. And myself, we run through a 10-year rotation. In other words, every 10 years, we cut a complete block off and start new. So I'm harvesting from year 5 or 6 through 10. So one bad year isn't going to spoil me. Obviously, there's monetary cost to the farmer. You know, we replanted 10,000 trees this fall that died over the summer. Obviously, that cost a fair amount of money. However, we pride ourselves on having a value for the money at our Christmas tree farm, and our prices went up 2% this year, which is less than inflation. So sometimes as a farmer, you basically just have to eat a loss sometimes. That's just the way it goes.
So it sounds like as far as selling trees goes, the drought won't be affecting the sale of Christmas trees in Illinois this year?
Absolutely not. No, I don't think so at all.
What was the type of tree that you mentioned didn't do well on your farm because of the drought?
Down here in southern Illinois, fir trees in general, F-I-R, fir trees, are hard to grow. And one of the only types we can grow well is called a canaan fir, C-A-N-A-A-N. They have shallow roots, and they require good deep soil, which are in short supply in our area. So they fared very poorly in hot, dry weather. However, you get north of, say, Springfield, where you start getting pretty good dirt and a little more rain, and, you know, while they lost a few trees, it's not as severe as it was down here.
Do you think across Illinois the Christmas tree business is doing fine regardless of the drought?
Absolutely, yeah. Matter of fact, I've heard from, 10 growers from the Metro East St. Louis area over on the Missouri side and up in the Springfield area, and they've all reported near record-breaking sales for the Thanksgiving weekend, as good as it's ever been.
Illinois Public Radio's Rachel Otwell talked with David Daniken with the Illinois Christmas Tree Association.
Support for today's broadcast comes from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods, with foods from around the world, including imported chocolates, truffles, cookies, cheeses, and gift baskets for the holidays. Also, find specialty ingredients like saffron, smoked paprika, truffle salt, grain of paradise, and more. World Harvest Foods, 6th and University in Champaign.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 3rd of December, 2012. It was on this date, 1960, the musical by Lerner and Lowe, Camelot, opened on Broadway with the song at the end of the show, "Don't let it be forgot that once there was a spot for one brief shining moment that was known as Camelot." It's the birthday of Joseph Conrad, born in Poland in the town of Berdyshev, which is now Ukraine, 1857. Joined the merchant navy, sailed all around the world, and from it he gained the experience that went into his novels and stories, the best known of which, Heart of Darkness, 1899. English riverboat captain in the Congo, sent to retrieve an ivory trader, Mr. Kurtz, who has been living as a demigod among the African natives. Francis Ford Coppola used it as an outline for his story in his film Apocalypse Now. It was on this date, 1919, the Quebec Bridge over the St. Lawrence River was finally opened to traffic. They started building it in 1904, but engineers had made a mistake, and it weighed much more than they thought it did. An enormous bridge, cantilever bridge, 1,800-foot single span, 150 feet above the St. Lawrence. 3 years after they started building it, it collapsed. 75 workers died in 1907. They resumed construction 1913. 3 years later, the bridge collapsed again. 13 workers were killed. Finally opened to public traffic on this date in 1919. Still the world's longest cantilever bridge. And it's the birthday of the social reformer Octavia Hill, born in Cambridgeshire, England, 1838. When she was 26, she established a low-income housing project in London, where she offered music classes to the poor. She believed in the importance of open space in the city, which, she said, enables the Londoner to rise above the smoke and to see the sun setting in its glory. Here's a poem for today by Leanne Ellison Norman, entitled Tree. Today they are cutting down the old maple in the backyard. A crew of three men, one on a machine with a long neck that raises him into high branches, one who has dismantled a part of the fence that hugs the tree, one wearing spikes, his chainsaw and other tools hooked to his belt. High up, cutting thick branches among dense leaves, working back towards the scarred and damaged trunk. The old maple has blushed faint green in spring, glowed gold in fall, spun lace in